Italy's top court today ruled that a law granting Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi's immunity from prosecution while he is in office violates the Constitution. The verdict will reopen two trials against him that were previously suspended. The 73-year-old prime minister depicted it as a politically motivated ruling by the Constitutional Court, the highest court in the land with 15 members, of whom five are selected by the president, five by the judiciary, and five by parliament. We spoke to Guy Dinmore, correspondent for the Financial Times, to find out what yesterday's ruling means for Berlusconi and his government.
Mr. Berlusconi has already said he will defend himself in court against the charges of corruption against him. So if he's going to spend a lot of time in Milan in front of judges or with his lawyers working out cases, this is clearly going to take time away from the business of looking after Italy. On a more general political level, obviously it's bad for his credibility. It weakens the government, his standing in the eyes of the international community. It's also further damaged after all these alleged sex scandals as well. So there is a sense that he risks becoming a lame duck prime minister, and he has more than 3.5 years to go before his term is completed. But I think when the opinion polls come out, it will show once again that Italy is really quite a divided country, that a lot of people do, in fact, believe Mr. Berlusconi, that he has been politically persecuted. And he will continue to enjoy considerable support from the population.